We were discussing last week the machlokus between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai as to what extent, how much should a person be learning versus the earner versus learners, that we called it. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Orachaim Kuf Nun Vav, this is discussing about like the Seder Hayom, what a person is supposed to do. So I'm going to go a little bit out of order. Acher kach yilech la'oskov. After you're done, davening, and you go to your bin. The chol Torah she'ein imo melacha. If you don't have any job, sofa batela gareris oven. It's gonna be gotten rid of, and it's gonna draw forth sin. Ki ha'one ya'avivenu al das kono. Because if a person is poor, that will cause him to transgress what Hashem wants. Mekomalkam lo yase melachto ikar. But nevertheless, even though you have to work, it's necessary, so don't make that the main thing. Ella aroy, it should be temporary, but toroso keva, right? Bezeh bezeh yiskayim biyodo. And if you do that, if you work with the idea that I have to work, as we'll see, as I'm on the level to just sit and learn, then I would that's without you'll be successful. The Mishnah Berurah says in Tzivkot Aleph, Yilch Oskav Hanhagas Adam Tzarich Lios Hakol Baderech Hamitzui. The idea that everything has to be balanced in life, right? And one of the hespedim that they said over from on Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, they said Rav Moshe was the most normal of all the gedolim. What it meant, the way I think Rabbi, I remember this correctly, is Rabbi Nissen Alpert Zatzal, was the idea that he said was certain gedolim, excel in one particular area, whether it's bekiyas, whether it's psak, whether it's machshava, whether it's charifas, whatever. Rav Moshe was a gadol in all areas. And to be normal means to be well rounded, and that's the idea. That person should be rounded. Lo yikameit yosem idai, velo yifaze yosem idai. Not to spend too much, not to spend too little. V'chein b'kol hamidos, all the midos, rak hagayva kas. But these two of an ego and of anger, yisrachi mehem ad katzah ha'archa. Go to the extreme, but get rid of these two things. Moshe Omer Hatan, like it says, ma'od med ha'bishafal ruach, be extremely humble. V'chein b'kas, and certainly with anger, sutu hishiru hachomim, v'har be'aleha. We've got a lot of warnings against that. But again, the Mishnah now says on Iker, I probably don't have this in the short sheet, but he writes the Iker is to be the learning. Ela yase rakade panosa. You shouldn't make your working the main thing just as much as you need. Ach bezeh gufa tzarech lizar bipitu hayetzer. But when working, one always has to be on guard against the seduction of the Yetzahara. Because we know if you have 100, you want 200. You have 1 million. You want 10 million. There's always that feeling that I'm not going to have enough. Shachter once pointed out in one of his shiurim that a person has two jobs in front of them. One job, they'll make $500,000. And they'll have much more time to be able to learn, and the other one will have $1 million, but they have to work twice as many hours. So he says it's bittul Torah to take the $1 million job, because you can survive Baruch Hashem on $500,000. You can do quite well on $500,000. But now you cause yourself to work extra that you didn't need to, right? So that's the idea. Shemifatehu, because the Yetzer Hara is a pitoy, right? A seduction. Shekol hayom tzarech lehishtalus al harchol. You have to keep working. Zu va'ikar she is bonim ba'atzma ma'hu hechrech amiti. What do you really need? She'iyashar bilado. You can't live without it. Va'az yuch liskayim biyado shehei melachto aroy v'toroso ikar. That when a person has that type of harshkafa on I'm doing what I need to do, and again, It's relative. It's not one standard for everybody, but that's really what the Shulchan Aruch is being explained by the Mishnah Berurah. The Morgan Avram, the next source, says Melachto Iker. You have to make your not to make it the main thing. Pirish Shiase Rak De Parnasa. You have to make just the main for your Parnasa. V'Amrinu Megemara Harbe Also Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yishmael. I'm sorry, I was wrong. Harbe Also Rabbi Yishmael Also Be Yodam. So that was the Gemara we saw last week, from the Gemara in the beginning of the sixth Perek in Brachos, that many people followed this model of Rabbi Yishmael, and they were matzliach. They were able to work, and they were able to have time. They were kovei eating for Torah, as we saw. That was one of the big six questions the person's going to be asked. Did you set aside time every day for learning? And again, there should be something in the morning, there should be something at night. People have to know yourself a little bit and figure out, well, am I more of a morning guy or more of an evening guy? And then you stagger your schedule that way. So some people, they learn better in the evening. So you then have more of your leave in that. Do something in the morning, but then your main lean will be in the night. Other people, in the nighttime I'm zonked. It's a long day, so I get up a little early at night and I learn then. But you have to know yourself. There's not one set pattern for that. But the Mogen Rav is pointing out, by doing the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, right? The Mogen Rav was a commentator who lived after the Shulchan Aruch was written. He's pointing out this is fulfilling based upon the machlokas we saw last week about the learner versus earner. He says you'd be an earner, but there's a limit to how much you are trying to earn. You're not trying to, you know, put it. Yeah, sure.
Questions are okay?
Questions are encouraged, more than okay.
So I just wanted to get your thought on that based on, you know, on this following question based on what we just did. It wasn't me, I have somebody, I know somebody. It's from.
You're asking for a friend.
I'm not asking for a friend.
I'm just kidding you.
I remember he shared his cheshbon notes with me, and he said the next logical step for him is to accept, you know, a promotion. It's going to involve more hours, and he quoted, like, basically this, that he's decided that he's going to cut down on sleeping and also increase a little bit on the Torah, even though he knows that he's going to have to basically, you know, augment his hours a lot for working. So he felt that that was allegiant to this halakha. I was just curious.
Yeah, Rabbi Yudin once shared a similar thing. The man was in a particular company, I forgot the name of it, but he had a promotion. His person actually declined it because he realized that he couldn't do that. If he was to accept this promotion and be, you know, the salary would have been great more, but he would not have the time for learning. So kol hakavod, he didn't take the promotion. He still was able to raise and support his family. But he realized, he knew deep down that he wasn't able to do it. If your chaver could do that, okay. It doesn't mean you can't have ambitions. You can't, you know, try to grow. You have to stay at the, you know, entry-level position my whole life. But on the other hand, it has to be, do I really need this? Or do I just want this, right? Is it about my cover? That, like, I'm going to get my name, I'll get my little, like, the little plate with my name on it? Like, you know, that's what I'm doing this for?
I don't really understand the cheshbon, though. In other words, if a person needs X amount of sleep, right, so then that's not bittul Torah. But the person is able to, without sharing himself, right, he's fully healthy and rested with less sleep, then you mechuyav to do that anyway without this promotion. In other words, I don't understand this cheshbon.
Okay, again, I don't know the cheshbon exactly, but a person has to, we sometimes convince ourselves, like, how much sleep we need, and we realize that if we told ourselves, we're like teenagers, I need this amount of sleep every night. I wake up this time every day. Maybe not.
Whatever that is.
Right, our grandparents got up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Right, they did. That was just, they did.
Actually, pursuant to this question, really, that kind of, for me,
yeah,
Illuminates what the day is. It's really three parts. It's not two parts where you work and then you learn. You work, learn, and you sleep. So how much sleep should you
need? Yeah, as much as you really need. You shouldn't. There's a good Yiddish saying, says if you sleep an extra hour, you lose the hour. If you sleep an hour less, you lose the day. Sounds better in Yiddish, but the idea is that we know you have to know your sleep. You're not supposed to be zombies; you're supposed to be functional people. But it's supposed to anything. But again, you know, when plotting out your day and how much I'm going to be devoting for my learning, there's things that you need to do. You need to eat. You need to that's be built in relaxation time. You have to have sleeping. You have to have exercise. There's things that you have to do. They're not saying not to do any of these things and just be sitting. But on the other hand, it has to be done. Sometimes a person is no gayer, so it's hard for the cheshbon out exactly how much they need to speak to somebody who has a little bit of an insight and can help them know their situation. How much should I be learning? You know, and we'll talk when we develop. Like, what should I be learning? You know, the famous story with Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He says, Rabbi, I have a half hour a day. What should I learn? Should I learn Gemara? Should I learn Musar? As we know, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, what? He says, learn Musar, and you'll realize you have more than a half hour a day to learn, right? Okay, you don't have to be surfing on the internet. The guy doesn't have time to learn, but can spend like 3 hours looking at YouTube videos like little kittens playing with one another. You know, who are you kidding? Tov, okay. The Marsha. The Marsha is working on this. And, you know, it's a fascinating thing. They tell a story about a guy who's serious about getting married, so he has to meet the girl's father. And the guy wants to sit and learn. So the father's like, tell you know, so what are your plans? He's going to sit and learn. He goes, what's going to happen? So, you know, well, God's going to provide. So, yeah, okay. So then his wife comes in and says, you know, what do you think of this young boy? He says, he's a very nice boy, but he thinks I'm God. God's going to provide. He thinks I'm God. Right? So who's going to do the providing? So that's the Marsha is working on. He says, Harbi also Kribi Yishmoyel, right? Many tried to do, Harbi also Kribi Yishmoyel. Many did do like Kribi Yishmoyel. Near the forest, explains like this. Devada Yesh Tzadikim Gemurim. There are certainly are completely righteous people. Demekuyim Bahu Shemaleches Atzman Nasis Al Yidei Acherim. Right? El Demaatim Hema. There are a few people, these Yechidei Segula, who are Tzadikim. And then for them, you're right. They don't have to work. Kida Omer Ashbi Gufei Beperek Lulav HaRava. That's the fourth parak in Sukkah. Ra'isi Bnei Aliyah. I've seen the Bnei Aliyah, the high caliber people, v'heimod, a very few. Im elef, if there's 1,000, so then, like, I'm one of them. V'im shneim, if there's only 2, heim ani uvani, it's me and my son, Belozer. Even demu'atin heim kolkat, because there's, you know, only maybe 2 people in the whole world who are really on this level. It's not certainly the majority by any stretch of the imagination. Ein lechol adam lismach alzeh, then you shouldn't rely upon yourself. You shouldn't say, "Well, I'm from the Kimli that I'm from this miyat that's a tzadi gomer." Well, mashani oisa malacha klal she'enim. So eni oisa malacha klal. I won't do work at all. The bishem malachli nasis al yedei acherim, because you know everyone else can do the work for me. She tzadi gomerin because I'm a complete tzadik. Deshem hu toa. Maybe you're wrong. You're really not a tzadik, right? The zeshah omer says harbe osa krebi yishmoel also be all. Many people tried to follow the path of yishmoel, working and learning. De rov olam einam tzadikim gemurim.
Because it's a pretty high bar.
To be a tzadik is not a high bar. To be not a tzadik gomer is a high bar. We once gave a Shabbat Shuvah drasha based upon Rav Meir Twersky, had a whole diak in the Rambam that it's not just a small section of the population that's cut out to be a tzaddik. When you look at the Rambam, the way he formulates it with the definition, again, not for now, but the tzaddik is, in the Rambam, it's a realistic aspiration for a person. I don't go too far off topic, but you're saying about a person's eating just to satiate themselves, not eating to indulge. That's called a tzaddik, right? So, okay, fine. Harbi also krebi Shimon ben Yochai. Velo, they weren't successful. Lefi shirubam einam tzaddikim gemorim kirashbi. Kemoshe sheninu yafet talmud Torah im derech eretz. How good is it to combine learning with the parnasa? V'chol tor she'enim amalacha, right? And it's not a good thing. Aval la'osi, but in the future, shnerv amech kulam tzaddikim, when we're all there, so at that point, then everyone's going to, will do the work for us. So the way the Marashah is learning is because the person has to know what level they're holding at. And if they're really holding a level, then they can be sitting and learning, and everything else will just fall into place. But if they're not, then you shouldn't rely upon this, help l'malam and hateva. Now, if you ask a guy in Kolel, if you ask anybody in Kolel, he'll tell you, I'm from Shevet Levi. Where does that come from? So, let's look in the Rambam. This is like the world famous. You go to a party and everyone's talking about this Rambam. This is like the world famous Rambam. It's the end of Hilchos Shemit of Yovel. V'lam lo zochu Levi b'nachlas Eretz Yisrael b'vizoso im echov. Why didn't Levi get a chelik and part of the spoils of war? V'pnei shehudil l'avoid es Hashem l'sharso l'horos drachov. Because they were set aside to be the Rebbeim, to be those who are more Horah, to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. Shneemar, Yerom Mishpatech Liyakov, Yisrael Yisrael. Agav is a side point. You'll have a free time. Your brain's a little bit, packed tight with learning. You need a little lighter thing. Take some time and go through the Svarim. Go through the Svarim in any yeshiva, any Beis Medrash. And look and see how many of the Sforim were written by either Kohanim or by Levium. It's an open miracle that the Brach the Yaakov Avinu, Moshe Benu gave, the Torah, the teachers of that, right? We were quoting from the Chafetz Chaim, Kohen, the whole Derech HaLimud is from Chaim Brisk with the Salvation. It's Haflevafel, the Magen Avram, how many of the Nosei Kalim were Kohanim or Levium? Again, we can't do it now, but like if you sit down and you look, it's an open miracle. Tov. Lefikach, who blew me darche olam? Because the job of the Shevet Levi is to be teachers, then they are removed from the regular ways of the world. No orchin milchama kishar yisrael, they don't go to war. No noichlin, they don't inherit any land there itself. Zeichin laasim bekoch kufan ele heim chayil Hashem, that they're God's army. Shnemar beirach Hashem chelo. Hashem should bless his legion. V'hu baruch hu zoich lehem. Shnemar ani chelkuchav nachasecha. I am your chelik. I'm your portion, and I am your good parsha tayin, right? For this week, so after the Korach's rebellion, so the anointing of the designation, I should say, of the Levim and the Kohanim. Now watch this. Lo shevet Levi bilvad. The previous halacha, the Rambam says that Shevet Levi is like off, and they don't have any Isik with these things because they're teaching Torah. But says the Rambam, it doesn't matter. Again, you don't have to be from a biological descendant of Shevet Levi. Ella kol ish v'ish mikol boi ha'olam. Any single human being, ashenid barucho oso, who has a generous, motivated spirit, v'hevio mideo lahavdio la'amod lifnei Hashem l'sharso v'lavodoso l'dases Hashem. The person wants to learn and dedicate themselves full time to Talmud Torah, they're guaranteed the same promise that Kodesh Baruch Hu made to Shevet Levi. V'halach yasher kamo sha'asol alukim uperek me'al tzvarov all hacheshbonos harabim asher bakshu vikshula ben adam, all the material concerns we've taken off of them. Harezei niskadesh kodesh kadoshim. A person who's sitting and learning in kol is kodesh kadoshim. Via Hashem chelko v'nachlaso, just like the way the pasuk said in this week's parsha with Shevet Levi, lo olam olmi alamim forever. V'yizake lo ba'olam hazeh. Dover Hamasbik lo, Hashem will provide for him in this world. It's like the, all the other Kohan Levim are provided for. You're going to support me. So this is a fascinating opening in trying to understand the mind frame of those who are sitting and learning in Kollel. They will tell you, we're following the Rambam. We are doing exactly what we are, the modern day Shevet Levi. So again, whether we're going to call him up right after Kohen, he's in Yisrael, that'll be a different discussion. But this at least is a beginning of the fascinating topic of a full-time Torah study. And Mitzvah Shem, and our shiur next week, we'll pick it up from this. Have a great evening.